Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm David Knight. It's Monday, November 2nd, 2015. Here are our top stories.
Tonight, the elite says global warming is an environmental catastrophe, and now is the time for science-based action. This is a job for the Earth League. Meanwhile, Bill Gates says socialism will save the world. Then, if you're planning to give yourself and your family the flu shot this year, you might want to think twice. Here's what they're not telling you about the flu shot.
Perfectly healthy girl 9 paralyzed by flu shot, family claims.
Plus,
I will not put American boots on the ground in Syria.
That was then, this is now.
We're conducting such missions directly, whether by strikes from the air or direct action on the ground.
Obama flip-flops on boots on the ground in Syria. All that plus much more up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's no longer necessary to try to infer or deduce how global governance is going to come to us. Global redistribution of wealth and a global control is now being presented as it's never been presented before. Never more overtly, never more in the open than it is being done this year with climate change. Now, of course, these people tried 6 years ago at the Copenhagen summit and they failed. And they've been working on this agenda ever since. Let's take a look at the Earth statement, and we're going to talk about who this comes from. It says, this is the year of opportunity for a sustainable future. They say 2015 is a critical year for humanity. Our civilization has never faced such existential risks as we are now faced with. And I agree with that, but I disagree that the risk is coming from man-made global warming. It's coming from global governance. But this is how they're going to bring it to us. They've been plotting this for the last 6 years. They say three times this year. World leaders will meet to set the course for decades to come. In July 2015, heads of state meet to discuss financing for development. In September 2015, the UN Sustainable Development Goals will be adopted, and they were. We'll talk about those later. In December 2015, which is coming up 1 month, nations negotiate a new global climate agreement. Decisions made in this single year will be the legacy of our generation. How true. And yet most people don't realize what the purpose of this is or how it is coming to us. It'll probably be enacted just like the Trans-Pacific Partnership by executive decree, pretty much. That's what they've done with the fast tracking of treaties. It'll probably be done during the holiday season so that people don't really look at this. But let's take a look at where this Earth statement comes from and the man at the center. Look at this picture of the Earth League. This is from an article in May of this year, a call for science-based action. If you look at that picture, you will see Prince Charles at the center. Ah, but he's not the man in the center. The man who is really in the center of this is the man that's off to his right, John Schellenhuber, the German scientist. This man is essentially the Henry Kissinger or the Zbigniew Brzezinski of this movement. He is the guy behind all of this. He's put this out. He was at the core of all of the talking points 6 years ago. And now we see this year he has surfaced not as being behind Prince Charles, but really being behind the Pope and behind the Pope's encyclical earlier this summer to push global governance and now redistribution of wealth using government, global government. That's what they're coming at us with in this upcoming conference. Pope Francis appointed a population control extremist to the Vatican Post. And this is, again, going back to July. This is the Breitbart article on him. It's nothing but a twist from 2009. It's the same agenda, the same Schellenhuber. This is a guy who is now behind the Pope and not Prince Charles. They need a kindler, gentler face than Prince Charles to sell this, and they need to sell it on a moral authority. But look at what they were selling. This guy, of course, has been appointed to the Pontifical Academy of Science. He was a key writer of this encyclical. He was also one of the four official presenters. But back in 2009, at that Copenhagen Climate Conference that we just talked about, the one that failed to get global governance, he said that we had only the capacity to carry a billion people on this planet. So this guy is a radical depopulationist. How are they going to sell a moral agenda? Well, of course, you got to get rid of these people somehow. I thought it was interesting that just this last week, as China got rid of its one-child policy, we had a Boston professor, I mean, where else would they come from? Sarah Conley saying that we need a one-world child policy. And, of course, that's what's ultimately going to happen if you pursue a policy of depopulation. That is what these people are after. That is what the Pope has embraced, a one-child policy. And listen to the way she puts this. She says, even having two children, the replacement value for the population, as the new Chinese policy allows, is likely to be too many children. By the time the birth rate stabilizes, the global population will be at unsustainable. That's their favorite word, unsustainable, or it is sustainable. Unsustainable level, so we don't have a right to so many children. That's what happens when you say that you embrace this Malthusian view of the world, this view of Gaia theory that looks at humans as a virus that killing the planet. But that's coming from Schellenhuber, the guy who wrote the encyclical for the Pope, the guy who presented the encyclical for the Pope, the guy who is head of his scientific advisory council, the guy who has created all the talking points, the 2% levels, talking about that we are now at the tipping point. But, of course, there's another aspect to what Schellenhuber has been pushing, and that is world government. Look at this Catholic publication here, Vox Cantoris. They were concerned about the fact that the Pope was moving towards pushing a world governance. Here's what Schellenhuber talks about, and here's what they had a problem with, because they're Catholics. They want to see the Catholic Church embracing what they believe is the mission of the Catholic Church and not selling a materialistic world government. They say Schellenhuber wishes to influence Canadian Parliament. This guy is in Canada. He says he wants to see a certain percentage of national parliamentary seats earmarked for global ombudspeople. And, of course, the term is ombudsman, but that's, I guess, not politically correct enough for Schellenhuber. And this is what Schellenhuber said. He said, let me conclude with a daydream about those key institutions that could bring about a sophisticated version of the conventional world government notion. World government notion. Global, and then he inserts the word democracy. There's not going to be any democracy in this. But he says, global, this one world government, might be organized around three core activities. An earth constitution, a global council, a planetary court. I can't discuss these institutions in any detail here. Well, that was 6 years ago. That was at Copenhagen. Now we can see what they are going to do. We have seen the Vatican now calling for a world government, and it is not an inference. It is not anything that we have to imply from this. This is now being explicitly stated. Listen to what the Vatican said. This Pope, these measures ought to be conceived as some of the first steps in view of a public authority with universal jurisdiction. That's world government, folks. As a first stage in a longer effort by the global community to steer its institutions towards achieving the common good. He is selling global governance, global socialism. And he goes on to clarify this. He says, the primacy of politics is over the economy and finance. Understand that what he's talking about here is politics over economy, politics over finance, politics over private property, politics over individual rights. That is essentially what he's talking about when he's pushing global socialist world government. Now, the actual agreement, I give credit to the New American for discovering this. This is on October 31st. This is something that came out on Saturday. Stealth agenda, new UN tribunal to judge U.S. for climate debt. And the only thing I disagree with is that it's a stealth agenda. It's not a stealth agenda except for the people who refuse to listen to what's going on. The people who won't pay attention, who are preoccupied with other issues. They point out the official draft text of the climate treaty for the soon-to-start UN Climate Summit in Paris, that's the one starting in less than a month, proposes to establish a global Supreme Court. There you go. Now we can see how this is going to break down. That would rule on issues like climate justice, climate finance, technology transfers, climate debt. Let me read to you some of the issues from this. Now, this is the actual draft agreement that I'm looking at here. They say, in terms of setting out their goals for this agreement, they want to recognize the intrinsic relationship between climate change, poverty eradication, and sustainable development. In other words, this is a war on poverty effort, always being used to sell a redistribution of wealth. They say they want to emphasize the need for universal sustained action by all to respond to the urgent threat of climate based on the best available scientific knowledge. And, of course, they reference the UN IPCC, which has been putting out a lot of non-scientific conclusions based on this information. But let me read to you the actual article where they talk about establishing a world court, where they talk about facilitating implementation and compliance. In other words, how are they going to enforce these things that they agree to in this upcoming climate change? Well, they say they have two options. The second option is, and one of them is kind of a little bit voluntary, but the second option is the one that you need to be concerned about. They say an international tribunal of climate justice as a compliance mechanism hereby established to address cases of non-compliance of the commitments of developed countries in terms of finance, technology, development, and transfer, and the development of an indicative list of consequences taking into account the cause, type, degree, and frequency of non-compliance. In other words, what they're going to do is create a massive bureaucracy, kind of like what we've seen here in the United States with the EPA, with the BLM, with the same kind of abuses, but it'll be from a global governance standpoint. Now, listen to what they talk about further on when they talk about how this is going to be enacted. They say the composition of the compliance mechanism will be based on geographical representation. It'll have representation of the least developed countries and small island developing states. It will comprise 12 members. Understand, this is going to be a board with 12 members that will rule the world. And that's what they will do. And they will enact their decisions based on a two-thirds majority. They go on to say an enforcement branch will be there for developed countries and a facilitative branch for developing countries. Do you understand the difference? The developed countries are going to get the iron fist. They're going to get enforcement. The developing, smaller countries are going to get help. They're going to get facilitation to help them along with this. And that means subsidies. They're going to transfer your wealth. We talked about this as being a redistribution of wealth. It's from the richer countries to the poorer countries. That is what this is all about. They say the role of the enforcement branch will be to review compliance and commitments made by the developing countries. The enforcement branch may recommend actions that a developed country party should take. So you're going to get the cops on the developed countries. But the other guys are going to get the soft hand, the subsidy. The role of the facilitative branch will be to assist them in finding ways to incentivize their efforts to meet these commitments. In other words, what we're going to have is an American government that borrows even more money from the banks and then turns it over to these small groups or to the World Bank and then borrows it back again a second time. But we will get the iron fist. And we can see some of these actions coming, and remember, there were three different things that were coming this year. And, of course, the one that was just enacted back in September as the Pope was concluding his visit to the United Nations was the resolution adopted by the General Assembly for transforming our world, the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. And this has a great deal in it. It has already been enacted. They say this agenda is a plan of action for people, planet, and prosperity. It will eradicate poverty in all of its forms. It is the greatest global challenge and an indispensable requirement for sustainable development. And this is for all countries and all stakeholders. And I stopped there and I said, wait a minute. All countries, that should be inclusive enough. Why do we have all countries and all stakeholders? Well, folks, because it's the stakeholders, the ones who really own everything, that are going to be making these decisions. It's not going to be global democracy. It is going to be global corporatism. Multinational corporations and the billionaires who control them will be the ones who are calling the shots. They are the stakeholders. You don't have a stake in this future if we don't stop this. They are the stakeholders. And they say the United Nations headquarters in New York on September 25th to the 27th enacted this. They say this is an agenda, and this is their own summary of this. This is an agenda of unprecedented scope and significance. It is accepted by all countries and is applicable to all, taking into account different national realities, capacities, levels of development, etc. These are universal goals and targets which involve the entire world, developed and developing countries alike. They are integrated, indivisible, and they balance the three dimensions of sustainable development. This is a global plan. They see that this is really big. It's not getting any coverage in the press. People are not paying any attention to it. And yet we see that the Catholic Church is really the one that is taking the lead under this Pope. We have global bishops who have called for complete decarbonization by 2050. That's not something that's new. That was something that came out of the Copenhagen Exchange 6 years ago. What they have done is they are using the Catholic Church and this Pope as the new face to sell this old world agenda. This is what this is. We're going back into the Dark Ages, back into serfdom. And they point out these bishops are calling for complete decarbonization, no carbon of anything. Okay, and they want a drastic reduction in the emission of carbon dioxide and other toxic gases. Folks, carbon dioxide is not a toxic gas. It's breathed out by us. But of course, they can reduce the number of people radically and reduce the amount of carbon. They can reduce our food and reduce the amount of carbon. They can keep us from heating and cooling our homes and kill us off that way, reduce our standard of living, reduce our life expectancy. They can get rid of us that way. They can decarbonize us with that. So the bishops have urged to keep in mind not only the technical, but particularly the ethical and moral dimensions of climate change, because that's the way they're coming at us this year. They say, of course, the disagreements are who should pay for this and how will we make sure that this is enforced? Well, I just read that to you. That's what's coming up at the end of this month. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you why we don't need to be worried about global warming, but why we need to be worried about this one world government, this one world redistribution of wealth for the multinational elitists. We'll be right back.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Vote for Jeb, or you're just f***ing stupid.
I'm running for president. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. I'm hitting the road to earn your vote, and I hope you'll join me on this journey.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
One of the worst things with most energy products is it's not sustainable, right? You're going to crash and going to feel really bad afterwards. This has a bunch of different antioxidants and compounds and polyphenols.
Everybody's on these drugs to knock their brain out because the brain's so fried.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for. You will find Brain Force, Survival Shield X2, and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888 253 3139.
And
it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams a piece. It has 3 milligrams, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
I want to continue with this threat because we need to understand what the end game to this is. It's global governance. It's been that for a very long time. In order to sell taxation at a global level, in order to sell a bureaucracy that is going to control everything at a global level, and to establish crony capitalism at a global level, they are telling us that we are facing an urgent threat to our very existence with man-made global warming. So the solution to that is socialism. That's what we see from Bill Gates. We're going to get to that article in just a moment. But let's question this fundamental assumption. Let's be skeptics of the science for one moment here. Let's take a look, for example, at what NASA has just revealed. We see that NASA has just put the lie to the fact that we're told it's a fact, but it's not, that the global polar ice caps are melting. Not true. Only half true. That's the way they manipulate the data. And let's take a close look at how this data has been manipulated. Now, this is a report from Jay Zwally, a glaciologist with NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center. And he says, according to the new analysis of satellite data, the Antarctic ice sheet showed a net gain of 112 billion tons of ice a year from 1992 to 2001. And what he's saying is, we're essentially in agreement with other studies that show an increase in ice discharge. So he says, yeah, there's more ice that's being discharged from the Antarctic, but understand that there's more ice overall. He says the differences, our main disagreement, is for the East Antarctica and the interior of West Antarctica. There we see ice gain that exceeds the losses in other areas. You understand? You have even more ice gain there. So yeah, you're seeing more ice discharged, but the polar bears aren't dying. They're perfectly happy with their situation there, and the ice is actually seeing a net increase. Now, the way some people have spun this, they say other scientists have observed gains in land elevation in East Antarctica, explains NASA, but they've attributed this to snowfall in the region. You see how the data can be manipulated? You see how they can look at the same information, the height of the land, and one of them can say, well, it's snow that's causing it to be that high, but the ice is really melting underneath it. So I'm going to go with my original theory so we can move ahead with global governance. Even though it's increasing in elevation, that's nothing but snow. Nevertheless, Zwally's team used meteorological data dating back to 1979 to show that snow accumulation in East Antarctica has actually been declining, showing that the increase in elevation must be the result then of thicker ice. Do you understand that? Think about that. You got the same data. You can see that it's going up. But of course, the people who are selling us this elaborate lie to justify global governance, global taxation, global bureaucracy, say, oh, it's the snow. NASA came back and said, no, sorry, that doesn't work either, because we've got records showing the snowfall in the Antarctica. But of course, if you question this, you will be facing the worst kind of persecution, the kind of persecution that we haven't seen until since the Vatican Scientific Advisory Board was created back with Galileo and Copernicus, when people were vilified when they lost their living because of the science that they came up with. You can't have a free discussion. You can't have open skepticism that science is based on. Because if you're somebody like Philip Verdier, a household name in France for his daily weather reports, he's actually known as Mr. Weather in France because he is the weatherman on the French channel there, the largest French channel. And he wrote, my book, Climate Investigation, was published 1 month ago. It got me banned from the airwaves, and he was put on leave back on October 12th, and we reported about that. Now the update today is that he has actually been fired. And this is from Climate Depot. He says, I received this letter this morning and decided to open it in front of you because it concerns everybody. In the name of freedom of expression and freedom of information, and I would also say free inquiry, freedom to do science, no, you can't have that. Because they are going to push this agenda regardless of what the facts say. They're not going to try to debate you. They will silence you. And that should tell you all you need to know about these socialists. He says his book was coming out just weeks before the start of the much-anticipated UN Climate Change Summit, which is going to be in Paris. So if it's going to be in Paris, you can't have the main meteorologist in France questioning the fundamental assumptions of global warming, can you? As a matter of fact, it got even worse than that. He wrote his book in response to France's Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius. He met with TV meteorologists and asked them to highlight climate change issues in their broadcasts. He said, I was horrified by this speech. So he wrote this book, saying there's a lot to be skeptical about. And we talked about this in great length when this story first came out. Of course, at that time, he'd only been put on a leave of absence. We saw the same thing happening here in Austin at the American Meteorological Society. The only non-scientific exhibitor there was a George Soros Foundation who were there to tell meteorologists that they needed to push man-made global warming on their audiences. They said, this is horrible. Most meteorologists don't believe this theory. And it's like, yeah, absolutely, because they do science. They create models that they can test. And they're constantly refining those models to try to get more accurate weather predictions. And I imagine it's even harder for them to swallow the idea that somebody can predict the climate decades or centuries in advance of now when they can't do it with all of their scientific tools a few days in advance as accurately as they would like to do. But of course, today we see that it is really socialism that can save the planet. This is what Bill Gates is telling us. This is an article we have on Infowars.com today. So the world's richest man, Bill Gates, has said that the private sector is too selfish, too inefficient to produce effective energy alternatives to fossil fuel. He says, without a substantial carbon tax, there is no incentive for innovators or for plant buyers to switch. For plant buyers, yeah, okay. So those would be, I guess, the billionaire stakeholders who own everything. Understand that he's pushing exactly the same talking points that we saw being offered by Schellenhuber 6 years ago. He's talking about being fossil free by 2050. Where did you hear that? Oh yeah, that's right. The bishops are now pushing that. The global bishops are pushing that for the Catholic Church. Carbon free by 2050. So is Bill Gates. You see, it's almost as if they got together in a room and created a script, some talking points to convince you that you need a global governance. You know, the bottom line is that everything boils down to being controlled at a single point because Bill Gates and the other billionaires don't want to have to buy so many different individual politicians. They just like to be able to get one guy at the top. Once they can control him, they can control everything. You know, kind of like one ring to rule them all and in the darkness bind them. I guess we could call him George Sauron because that's essentially what they're giving us. Now, that is what they're going towards. That is their goal. The way they're going to do that is with redistribution of wealth, to redistribute it at a national level from the wealthy nations to the developing countries, as I say. And I just read that for you in the last section. But then they're also going to redistribute the wealth at a local level. They're going to be pushing intolerance in the name of tolerance. They're going to be shutting down cultures in the name of multiculturalism. And they're going to be shutting down national governments in the name of global governance. Look at how this is playing out in Germany, for example. German schools are abolishing a Christian festival to avoid offending Muslim migrants. No, can't have that culture under multiculturalism. A government's going to build 60 new houses for migrants while poor Germans are evicted. You see how that works? You bring in the refugees as a humanitarian effort, but then you take the people who are already in the country and you make them homeless in the name of compassion for refugees. Because what this is fundamentally about is this is about using the third world and its massive population as leverage against the first world nations, who are the only ones who have the ability to stand up to these billionaires and their global governance schemes. So the first world countries need to be taken down. They need to be taken down by mass migration. They need to be taken down by redistribution of wealth at the national level. This other article here that we covered yesterday on the radio, German village of 102 braces for providing 750 people asylum. So they're going to have to, each of those people in that small village of 100 is going to have to provide asylum for 8 people. That's how they are swamping the first world nations. And of course, most in Europe don't understand what's going on. We had this classic story. This should be the metaphor for what's going on in Europe. Migrants sing jihadist songs at a refugee center and the ignorant German volunteers applaud. Yes, ignorant and brainwashed. But those migrants, as they're coming in, we're told that they're refugees from Syria. And we've reported many times how that is simply not the case. They're coming from a large number of areas. They're now disappearing into the woodwork. And that is going to be used as another part of the solution, another part of the global control. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to tell you how this is going to play out for universal biometric control. We'll be right back.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com. Break down why you're so proud of these filters.
Well, I mean, this the Alexa Pure is really a culmination of all of my experience. It was posed to me as an extremely challenging project. They wanted a product that would actually operate without any electricity, so it had no pressure. You had to do it all by gravity, and they needed... They really effectively said, we need everything imaginable to be removed efficiently, way higher than 99%. And so the result was, it's an extreme challenge. Worked on it for quite a long time. And basically what we've done is we created the only filter, to my knowledge, that hits all three. It will remove effectively all the major metals, all the major nonmetals such as fluoride. It will take out all known microbiological threats, including viral, bacterial, and cyst. And it will take out organic chemicals of pretty much everything without exception. It's a very, very powerful device. I don't believe that there's anything else out there in the world that can do that, especially under gravity flow conditions. The fit and finish are fantastic. No compromise was made on the quality of the construction. It's really a remarkable achievement on their part, and I feel very proud, actually, to be part of the team that put that together.
What's your view overall on fluoride?
Well, okay, so we actually tested against both the fluoride ion and the fluorosilicate that you mentioned, which is the additive that people put into water under federal control, And basically, we removed both of them with equal efficiency. So we wanted to be sure that no matter how fluoride is added to the water, it can be intercepted and removed. So that's how we've dealt with that. All I can tell you is that we tested against all known fluoride chemicals that are added to water, the new ones and the old ones, and we removed them all of equal efficiency.
And it's your belief that this is the best gravity-fed filter of the design out there available to the public?
Without a doubt. I mean, most of these gravity flow filters are at best simple particulate filters. They remove dirt and debris, sediment. They're not going to be capable of intercepting a viral particle to the degree we're talking quantitative reduction below detection. No one can touch that kind of capability.
Well, I'm impressed, and I want to thank you so much for your time today. It is the AlexaPure Pro family of water filtration systems available discounted exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank Mr. Redhawk for allowing us to be part of the launch of this. It's on sale right now for their main unit, $177. Leading competitors that aren't even as good or more than that. And they've also got the survival spring type straw system for survival that is an absolute must-have.
As we've been talking about in this program, this move towards global governance that we're going to see towards the end of this month is just one aspect of it. Of course, we see the open borders are pushing us in that direction. It's about increasing the entitlement state to a point of collapse. That's what Cloward and Piven talked about. But of course, they're also trying to erase national borders. They're trying to remove culture in the name of multiculturalism. That was what we were talking about when we pointed out the German schools abolishing Christian festivals. You got to get rid of that culture and do it in the name of multiculturalism. We have to be intolerant in the name of tolerance. We have to confiscate wealth so that we can redistribute it and call that compassion. That's the way this is coming at us. But then, of course, there's another aspect of this as well, not just the redistribution of wealth, not just the changing of authority from national sovereignty to a global sovereignty, but also they are bringing in what could potentially be a literal reign of terror with people that are coming into Europe and elsewhere, into the United States, through these open borders. Just take a look at what's going on. As we were talking about as we went to break, thousands of Muslim migrants disappearing from camps in Germany and elsewhere, primarily just in Germany. Look at what's happening just in Germany. Of course, that's their destination because that's where the pot of gold of the entitlement state is being offered to them, there and in Sweden primarily. They say on Wednesday alone, more than 600 people disappeared from their welcoming center. This is reported by Die Welt. One of their larger papers there. They say there's 700 refugees disappeared from Lower Saxony. Altogether, 7,000 have left and are AWOL. Where did they go? Where did my immigrants go? Well, there's a way to find them. We can enact a UN plan. See, problem, solution. Problem, solution. They create the problem. Even this, in this case, it's a real problem. Not like global warming. But whatever the problem, they have a global solution to it. Look at this article on Infowars.com. UN plans to implement universal biometric identification for all of humanity by 2030. And again, in this article, Michael Schneider goes back and references the UN Agenda 2030 article that I was reading from, that draft document that was there. Actually, it's not a draft document. They passed that. And he points out, did you know the UN intends to have biometric ID cards in the hands of every single man and woman and child on the entire planet by the year 2030, just 15 years from now? He says, did you know that there's already a central database in Geneva, Switzerland, collecting data from many of these cards? This is part of the 17 new global goals that the UN launched at the end of September. Again, at that conference that I point out, one of the three key conferences this year that they're pointing out, Prince Charles and the Pope and Schellenhuber, their Henry Kissinger, has all pointed out. Goal 16.9 says this. This is their target. By 2030, provide legal identity for all, including birth registration. So your birth will be registered to the UN. It'll be stored in Switzerland, and they will track you from birth. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees. Oh, there you go. See, that's how they're going to usher it in, through refugees. That's the reason, the rationale that they're going to use to track us all. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees is moving forward with plans to use biometric technology to identify and track refugees, and has selected a vendor for this project, Accenture. This company will collect facial, iris, and fingerprint biometric data. They will then work with Accenture's unique identity service platform to send this information back to a central database in Geneva, Switzerland. And they say they're going to get legal ID into the hands of everyone by the year 2030 with its Identification for Development, ID4D initiative. They've even got a great little acronym there for it. The ID4D initiative was originally launched by the World Bank. Always the usual suspects, right? And they're proud to be working side by side with the UN to get legal identity into the hands of all. Actually, they're going to be putting our identities into their own hands. They say, of course, this is, it points out, this is still Michael Schneider's article. He says, of course, this is all being framed as humanitarianism. It's a venture right now, but will it always stay that way? And what will happen if and when you refuse to take this UN identity card? At that point, you will become an outcast from society, just as we see people in Germany who don't want to give up their culture, their language, their property to people who are being brought in. They are becoming outcasts. They are setting up tools to identify them. That was also done at the UN. The Strong Cities Network is focused not on Islamic jihadis who might be coming in. It is focused on people who react to that, people who are anti-migrant, anti-Islam. Those are the extremists that they're looking for, not those other droids. Those are the ones they're looking for. Just look at this article from the New York Times. FBI tool to identify extremists is criticized. So the FBI has come up with a program. They're going to give this to teachers and students, try to train them to not be drawn into violent extremism. Nevertheless, people are saying, oh, this is just focusing on Islamic extremism. It's Islamophobic, okay? And they say this hasn't been a factor in the epidemic of school shootings and attacks in the United States. There's their pivot. That's where they pivot to us, okay? They say it's misplaced priorities. This is a person who is part of a Sikh organization. He says the greatest threat facing American school children today is gun violence, not Muslim extremism. There you go. That's how they're going to move it to us. Now, when we look at all of this and we look at what our government is doing and how this is all being changed by a few billionaires, I have to ask you, do you really think that you are part of a fantasy politics league? Do you realize that the two teams are owned by billionaires in this fantasy politics league? You know, Jeb Bush talked about fantasy sports. He was given that question. And of course, he said, well, gee, that's something we really ought to look at regulating. You know, as his first instinct is there ought to be a law somehow. We need to shut that down. And he says this is kind of like day trading where there's no regulation. What he was doing was he was offering himself out to Sheldon Adelson when he starts talking about, yeah, you know, this is kind of like, this could be like gambling. We need to shut this down because he is running out of money. Yeah, his little exclamation mark is limp. Okay, and he's dragging that thing around trying to get somebody to send him some money. This story from Politico says the Bush team is bracing for a cash crunch. So who's he going to get that money from? Well, that money is going to be coming from billionaires who are going to be contributing to super PACs. And he's not getting any of that money coming into him from individual donors. Remember that when he began his campaign, he drew in about $150 million. It was a huge, huge haul from billionaires. It went into his super PAC, but he can't get access to that money. The super PACs spend their money independent of the candidates. So he can't pay his staff with that money, and nobody is contributing to him. As a matter of fact, they're not contributing to his super PACs anymore either. And so we see this article that came out from Our Streets, and it was commented on by National Review, and they questioned whether or not Donald Trump's campaign is broken. And I thought it was interesting because what they did was they looked at how much was spent and how much was owed. And they say, well, you know, he hasn't gone to outside donors for money. So he's heavily in debt, but he's in debt to himself. And they ask a good question. If he's a real estate investment tycoon, is he going to be able, does he have that cash on hand? Or is he going to have to liquidate properties? If he does so, will he have to do so at fire sale prices? But I think even more important than that analysis is when you look at the ranking of candidates by super PACs. You can see that Jeb Bush is number one. There he is, $103 million with super PACs. And, of course, Donald Trump has gotten zero from super PACs. He hasn't been getting funded by other billionaires. But that is precisely his problem. Now, Rubio doesn't have that problem. Rubio just landed a major donor. And, of course, Paul Singer has just thrown his support behind Marco Rubio. It looks like Marco Rubio is also going to win the Sheldon Adelson primary. See, those are the primaries that really matter. You can watch the debates and you can handicap the candidates, but understand that whether or not you watch this game, you're still going to pay for the stadium, and the players are still going to be picked by the billionaires. And there was an excellent satire from the New Yorker saying, billionaire acquires Rubio pending physical. They say that Paul Singer has acquired Florida Senator Marco Rubio for a rumored eight-figure sum pending a physical. He got an option for 4 years. He got him for 4 years with an option for another 4 years. That's precisely the case. And when we look at how these people are buying up our candidates, we need to be concerned about the kinds of billionaires that are buying them up. When we look at Paul Singer, understand that this is a guy who is the very embodiment, not only of vulture capitalism, but also of taking over small countries, holding a gun to their head, buying their debt at a very small amount of money. Look at what he did to Argentina. He went in, he bought up their debt at 30 cents per dollar, a face value of $630 million. He bought it for less than 10 cents on a dollar, $48 million. But then he added interest charges to it, got it up to $2.4 billion, held a gun to their head, and that's the way he makes his money. Those are the kind of people who are writing the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Those are the kind of people who are controlling our candidates. And it is not just Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio. Ted Cruz has one of the largest collectors of billionaire funds as well. Follow the money. See who owns these guys. We'll be right back.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
And why wearing a Hillary for President t-shirt might get you punched in the face.
They thought it said Hillary for President. He said, I was seconds away from sending my bar back over here to punch you in the face. Since you're wearing a Hillary for Prison shirt, you don't have to buy drinks here. Everything's on the house.
Hillary's not surging, I tell you that. They're not saying that. They're not saying that. Thank you.
Donald Trump endorses Hillary for Prison. Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt at the InfoWars store. And on the back it says, legalize freedom. Show your disapproval of Hillary by buying your t-shirt today.
But what she's done is criminal.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
Welcome back. Remember in the last segment I was talking about Paul Singer, the billionaire who just acquired Marco Rubio. It's very interesting to compare him to the little hedge fund yuppie who acquired that pharmaceutical company and raised the price of the drugs by 5,000%. That's essentially what Paul Singer, Marco Rubio's new owner, did to an entire country. He acquired the sovereign debt of Argentina and then went for a 50-to-1 return on investment, because that's the way the billionaires roll. That's how they make all their money. Now, tomorrow there's a measure on the ballot of Ohio about marijuana, not simply about legalizing marijuana. This is a ballot measure that was bankrolled by wealthy investors. They spent nearly $25 million to put it on the ballot and sell it to voters. It wasn't that nice of them. How altruistic of them to try to stop the suffering of this unconstitutional war on drugs. No, that's not why they did it. If it passes, these people will have exclusive rights to growing commercial marijuana in Ohio. As the New York Times reports, on the ballot, Ohio is going to grapple with the specter of a marijuana monopoly, because that's the way these global elitists roll in everything. They want to own everything, and they want to dictate to you what you can and cannot do with your life. We need to be very concerned about this type of pattern. As a person who worked his entire life to stop the criminalization of marijuana pointed out, this is nothing but opportunists seeking monopolistic control. That's what we see everywhere. That's what's going on globally. Now, when we look at the monopolistic greed that's behind these mandates, the greed that's behind the loss of consent for vaccines, you need to be informed of what can happen. A perfectly healthy girl, 9, paralyzed by a flu shot. Rob Dew has more.
Rob Dew reporting for InfoWars.com with another story about a victim of the medical industrial complex. That's right. We have another little girl who's going to be a lifelong customer of these heathens who have basically destroyed another life in the long chain of lives that they continue to destroy by pushing vaccines, especially ones on children. Now, I'm talking about a little girl. We wrote about this today, Adan Salazar's article. And the headline, perfectly healthy girl, 9, paralyzed by flu shot, family claims. And here you see a picture of her in the hospital bed. And as we scroll, we can see before she was actually, you know, a bright, bubbly little girl. There she is climbing a tree. Then we got another picture of her in a little outfit dancing. And now here she is in a wheelchair. This is what she's going to look forward to, at least for a year, they're saying, maybe even longer. But here's what her parents had to say of what happened to her just 2 days after getting the flu shot.
And then her health went downhill.
8 hours later, she was profusely vomiting, and again Friday morning, and by Saturday, she was paralyzed from the waist down, has seemed to went blind, totally blind, and it just seemed that she had a seizure.
Doctors, they say, don't yet know what happened or why, but they point to one thing.
But we know in our hearts this was the flu vaccine that made her ill.
So doctors don't know why. Well, here's what I do when I look at these vaccines. I look, go right to the source, the insert. And here we see one for BioCSL. That's right, is the drug Alflura. And it is for the 2015-2016 formula. You can see that right there. And here we see they want one or two doses, at least 1 month apart, if you're between 5 and 8 years of age, 9 years or older, one dose. Now let's look what's in one of these doses. Oh, Thimerosal, a mercury derivative, is not used in the manufacturing process for the single dose, and therefore these products contain no preservative. The multi-dose presentation contains Thimerosal, 24.5 micrograms, right there, of mercury. And so that's the multi-dose. Who knows if she got the single or multi-dose? She was 9 years old, so she was right on that cusp of getting the single or multi-dose. But let's look at what, here's a old vintage Alex Jones show from his Access days, talking about the KI report that we played many times here on InfoWars.com. Here it is, that mercury is good for you. This is what they want you to think.
Safe levels. So here is that piece, and then I will comment on it after you've had a chance to see it. Here it is.
Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses, a new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm, kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
So that's just one of the reasons why the media will not search for answers as to why vaccines are causing children to be injured. Because they get paid by these companies in ad dollars. So they're never going to have anything bad to say about vaccines. That's why doctors don't know what's causing this little child to be paralyzed. And that's why, you know, back in the day, Alex Jones was pointing out that they were saying mercury was actually good for you. Now let's go back to more of this insert. Here we go with the warnings and precautions. Fever and febrile seizures. They say in there they think she had a seizure. All right. Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is a paralyzing condition that occurs over your body. Well, she's now paralyzed. Then they have all these other little vaccine reactions that they talk about. And then let's look at here. So here's some other adverse reactions associated with the influenza vaccine. This is section 6.3. Neurological disorders temporarily associated with the influenza vaccine, such as encephalopathy, optic neuritis. All right, optic neuritis. Now that, let's look and see what that is. Optic neuritis is when you have damage to the optic nerve and it eventually causes blindness. So another symptom of what she had just listed right there in the insert. Okay. Also facial paralysis. And there's other symptoms associated with that. So encephalopathy is just these brain disorders that they're not really sure what it is, but it could be from many different organic or inorganic causes. So those are just a few of the things that they say could happen to you when you take the flu shot. So this poor little girl ends up like this. Her parents don't know. Well, they know what it is. They know it's the flu shot because you know your kids. Now, the doctors are saying, well, we're not quite sure if it's the flu shot. And they're never going to admit that because vaccines are their bread and butter. It keeps the people coming in the door, especially young kids. And it's all about conditioning and brainwashing. They say you got to bring your kid in for a wellness check. And every time they come in for a wellness check, which basically we're just taking their weight and height, we're also going to give them a vaccine because these vaccines help. So that's why you have all these doctor visits scheduled the way they are. So every time you come in, you're getting a shot and it's programming you to receive something from the pediatrician every time you go in to get a shot. Now, I want to end with this last piece. And this is from an article that we put out at the end of October. Investigate CDC fraud. Congressman calls for hearing on vaccine autism cover-up. And that's Florida Representative Bill Posey. Here's what he had to say when he went before the floor earlier this year about the CDC cover-up of vaccines.
For these reasons, I bring the following matter to the House floor. In August 2014, Dr. William Thompson, a senior scientist at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, worked with a whistleblower attorney to provide my office with documents related to a 2004 CDC study that examined the possibility of a relationship between mumps, measles, rubella, vaccines, and autism. In a statement released in August 2014, Dr. Thompson stated, "I regret that my co-authors and I omitted statistically significant information in our 2004 article published in the Journal of Pediatrics. At the September 5th meeting, we discussed in detail how to code race for both the sample and the birth certificate sample. At the bottom of Table 7, it also shows that for the non-birth certificate sample, the adjusted race effect statistical significance was huge. All the authors and I met and decided sometime between August and September 02 not to report any race effects for the paper. Sometime soon after the meeting, we decided to exclude reporting any race effects. The co-author scheduled a meeting to destroy documents related to the study. The remaining four co-authors all met and brought a big garbage can into the meeting room and reviewed and went through all the hard copy documents that we had thought we should discard and put them in a huge garbage can."
And that was Congressman from Florida, Bill Posey, stating how he wants a congressional investigation into this MMR autism cover-up. And that's just going to open the door for more investigations, I think, into these vaccines. And like what you saw with this poor little girl, 9 years old, whole life ahead of her. And now she is stuck in a wheelchair. Her parents have started a GoFundMe campaign to raise money for a little wheelchair lift for the car. I mean, this is just heartbreaking of what they're doing to our kids. So please, before you get your vaccines, please read the damn insert. That is the best advice I can give you. And have a dictionary with you and look up the little terms that you don't know, but you don't know what they mean. All right? This has been Rob Dew reporting for InfoWars.com and InfoWars Nightly News.
That's it for tonight's news. Join us again tomorrow night at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams a piece. It has 3 milligram, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced.
And it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.